2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to Oscar, 800 quality used cars from the Big 12 brands.
Skoda today is a far cry from the Skoda of old. The Czechoslovakian brand has flourished under Volkswagen Group ownership, and the latest Skoda Superb lives up to its somewhat over-the-top name. The Skoda Superb comes in sedan and wagon, each body with two 2-litre turbo petrol engines and a 2-litre turbo diesel. The entry petrol engine and the diesel come in front drive, the higher capacity 206 TSI petrol in all-wheel drive, and I tested this model in the wagon. A very spacious new model, good rear seat legroom and load space as the previous series, but now with more shoulder room. All Skoda Superb models from the entry front drive sedan at $39,990 basically have the same level of specification, and that's rather rare in the car industry. The base model comes with a rear view camera, great bi-xenon headlights, front and rear parking sensors, blind spot detection, rear traffic alert, automatic parking assist, and perforated leather trim. It's a pity the Skoda Superb is a large car sitting in the sub-$70,000 segment, as this area is depressed and now dominated by premium SUVs. However, this third generation flagship Skoda excels. Downsides, again, ride quality on a poor surface on 40 series tyres could be better, and it lacks a full-size spare wheel, surprising for an all-wheel drive model. Skoda as a brand may not appeal, but check the Superb specification. It's impressive to say the least. I'm David Berthon.